Hey guys, so you may have noticed episode 87 has gone AWOL. Just want you to know it's not a glitch. I've pulled the episode to protect the guest. I don't really want to go into the details. It's not my business, and I'm really not in a position to be able to do that. So the episode is currently sitting unpublished, but it may make its way back to Carlos if he's in the future. And I will be sure to let you know when that happens. Just want to apologize because I got a few messages from people who were halfway through listening when it was pulled. And, you know, you may be able to listen to the end moving forward, but right now I had to do what I had to do. And to say I'm a little disappointed is an understatement. I'm crushed, as is my guest. Because this ep was actually a really, really good one. But, you know, life happens. These things happen. I totally understand that. And it's never been my intention for a guest to be put in an uncomfortable position due to my podcast. I'll always honour my guests' feelings and well-being over downloads any day of the week. You know, if there's one thing this podcast goes to show, it is that we're all human. I'm human, my guests are human, and regardless of their level of success, fame and fortune, as I say, we're all living a real life, and shit happens, and it can make us uncomfortable. In this particular situation, part of the reason I'm really crushed is because I know it took a lot of guts for this particular guest to come on and tell her story, and for her now to have to, you know, pull it, it's heartbreaking. What can you do? I mean, it is what it is right now. So if you're not already part of my Facebook group, Show Up, Speak Up, I would love you to come on over and join us in there. Then you'll know exactly when the podcast ep is released, and you'll get to see some secret shit that nobody else really gets to see. It's not posted anywhere else. It's just within that group. It's a lot of fun too. There's a lot of support, really friendly people in there, all trying to show up and speak up in their lives. So if you want to be part of that, join Show Up, Speak Up. I just also want to say thanks for listening. You know that I love what I do, and I feel so honored and privileged to be able to share these amazing people that I've met and continue to meet and the conversations that we have about the tough stuff with you. I just want to give a shout out to a couple of new reviews that have gone up in the last little while. To Cats M64, thank you very much. Papa Lota, I have no idea if I'm saying that right. Papa Lota, let's just say that. Cats M64, Trish Pass, and Brooke McCarthy, thank you so much for leaving your reviews. I really love the reviews. It not that it makes it worthwhile, because I do it regardless of the external validation, but it is really nice to know that people are listening. So if you feel called to reach out to me on Facebook or drop me a line by email or leave me a review, I always love to hear from you guys. I'm human just like you, as you know. I'm not without my faults. So I also want to let you know that it's business as usual from here on in. Part of the reason that I'm so disappointed that we had to pull the episode is because you may have noticed, if you've been around here for a while, I've been really consistent. Every single Wednesday, an episode has been coming out for well over 6 months, which is, you know, it's crazy. It's amazing. And I'm loving the consistency. I've got all my eps lined up for quite a while to come. And I have to tell you, the caliber of guests that I'm getting and the stories they're telling are just so inspiring. So I cannot wait. The rest of this year is going to go out with a bang. And the beginning of next year is hopefully a sign of things to come. There's some really, really fantastic people and stories coming up for you. And on Wednesday, I've got a new free flow coming up. And it's so interesting because it's kind of what this is all about. It's about ordinary. You know, we all think our stories are ordinary, but when we tell others, they think they're extraordinary. And sometimes we lose sight of just how incredible our story is due to, you know, the negative bias and the day-to-day life, our story, comparing ourselves to others. We never seem as interesting as other people, but we really, really are. And that's really why I wanted to start and share and continue to share Carlosophies, to show you that we're all extraordinary. We all have something worth saying. We all have a really incredible story to tell. It's just that most of us don't think it's extraordinary. And it's okay just to share ordinary, because that's what we all are. So I've got some really cool interviews coming up over the next month, including two podcasters. If you want to do some background research, check out One Voice by Tina Bangal, and the other one is Emily from Bare Naked Bravery. Both incredible podcasters, both incredible women with incredible stories. So blessed to be doing this, and thank you so much for being a part of it. Until Wednesday, peace out.